It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. December 27th. Charles Darwin, in 1831, embarks from Plymouth Harbor aboard the British naval ship HMS Beagle on what would become the groundbreaking voyage of scientific discovery. Captain Robert Fitzroy would sail to the southern coast of South America to conduct an official government survey. Darwin took an unpaid position as the ship's naturalist. He planned to be at sea for 2 years, but the voyage would last five, making stops in Brazil, the Galapagos Islands, New Zealand. Charles Darwin was only 22 at the time. 1998, Sun Microsystems discontinues versions 4.1.3 and 4.1.4 of the Sun OS operating system. And version 1.3.1 of the PHP MyAdmin, which is an open source tool written in PHP, for Microsoft or MySQL over the internet, is released. And in 1999, Time magazine names Jeff Bezos Man of the Year. Joshua Quittner publishes the article in Time magazine. It was entitled "An Eye on the Future." Jeff Bezos merely wanted Amazon.com to be the Earth's biggest seller of everything. And the stock market value of Microsoft peaks at $600 million. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite.com. It's the holiday season, time for new gifts. That could include new computers and maybe even your first tablet. If you're planning to give the gift of a computer upgrade, why not add the gift of backup with Carbonite.com? With Carbonite, you can back up all your computer and put those photos, videos, and documents into the cloud. This data can then be accessed by your new tablet or other computer, no matter what platform you get. Your data is secure and totally encrypted. If you're a small business in the healthcare market, Carbonite can help since they are HIPAA compliant. It's the gift of backup, all for $59.95 a year. For more information, check out geekazine.com/carbonfree. That's geekazine.com/carbonfree. Backup now, backup often, and backup off-site with Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. 2001, Yahoo and HotJobs announced an agreement which Yahoo would acquire 98.6% of HotJobs' outstanding stock, $10.50 per share, which would ultimately be paid at 0.345 shares of Yahoo stock and $5.25 in cash, or a total of $436 million. When that acquisition is complete, the online job search engine would be known as Yahoo Hot Jobs. And as of recent, Carol Bartz has actually put Hot Jobs up for sale. In 2002, version 4.3.0 of the PHP programming language is released. In 2004, America Online announces that its customers have experienced a significant reduction in the amount of spam received. The average number of daily spam messages had dropped from 2.4 billion to 1.4 billion. In November of 2004, the company reported receiving 2.2 million complaints regarding spam, which was down from 11 million in November of 2003. AOL attributed the reduction to a combination of recent anti-spam legislation and the effectiveness of its own spam filtering tools. It might have been a little bit of education and a little bit of technology there. Also in 2004, CERNET 2, which is the first backbone IPv6 network in China, is launched by the China Education and Research Network, or CERN, to connect 25 universities in 20 cities at speeds of 1 to 10 gigabits per second. And in 2007, a Chinese court found that Google used the name Googie before a Beijing US-based company registered it. The result was Google could Googie and continue to use the name. Googie. Why can't he be called Googie in the United States? And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.